I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I don't remember ever seeing this before. It is 9-0. I've been watching baseball forever. I don't think I've ever seen a playoff game where one team hit a team with a 9 spot in the top of the first. 9-0. This game is over. Bring me the play-by-play. I want to go through it on the air about what they did in this inning. 9-0. Has there ever been a deciding playoff game that opened up 9-0 in the first inning? There may have been. I can't remember. There might have been sometime in our life or in the history of baseball. But can you imagine? This is a deciding game, and the Braves have now got their third pitcher up in the first inning. How about this? You got all excited today to go to the building. You get to Atlanta. You just got in this seat right now. You got in a little traffic. You walk in and you hear deathly silence. And you're like, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, buddy, ready? Let's go. Hey, Brave Baseball, here we go. It's 9-0. What? It's 9-0. 9-0. You can see the Cardinal bench can't believe most runs scored in first inning in postseason history. There it is. So I just answered my own question. There we go. Most runs ever scored in the first inning in the history of the postseason, and the inning is not over yet. They just got a second out on a catch in right field. There's a runner on third and two out. 9-0. Oh, my God. There is no more deflating feeling than to be in that building. And because a baseball game, when it gets away, that's where people look for distractions. You know, they start fights. Like if it's Yankee Red Sox, you know there's going to be 15 brawls. I mean, you just know it going in that by the fifth inning, they'll be tanked and they'll be fighting. So, but this isn't that kind of rivalry. So this is not the Cubs and the Cardinals. So they're not going to have that. So they'll just all go home. 9-0 in the first inning. Bring me the play-by-play, Mons, please. I want to read it out. I want to go through the inning. This is historic. 9. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. You see, the Braves, they are in like a trance. I've never seen anything like it. 9-0. And, you know, you can't even go down the bench and say, all right, buddies, come on, we're going to chip away. Nine runs. The odds on scoring 9 runs are about 2%. What a stunt. I mean, they're just showing the board and the 9 on it. The 9 runs. Wow. Absolutely. We need even 10. Need a base hit here to make it 10. Just because 10 is just like, it's more fitting because they're going to talk about this game. for a long time. So 10 would be. What do you think they're telling the pitcher now as he goes out for the bottom of the first? Throw strikes. Make them hit their way on. Strikeout. Gets away. Oh, my God. Gets away, and he beats. Oh, my God. Ah! Two outs, runner on third. Struck out the batter. The catcher went back for the ball. It got behind him. He fell down, and the guy beat it out. 10-0. Is that McCann?
Yeah,
oh,
McCann.
Man. My buddy McCann. Oh, man. It was a pass ball. I mean, it was a wild pitch. It hit. It bounced about 55 feet, bounced off his chest protector. McCann went back for the ball and fell down.
Osuna doesn't even run for the first minute, first second.
The hitter doesn't even run. Yeah, I mean, and he throws it away. Oh, my God. This is historic. This is now the most runs ever scored in an inning in the postseason. Not only the most in the first, this is most runs ever scored in any inning in the postseason. 10. Look at the Cardinal fans. I mean, look at the Brave fans. Look at their faces. Cards, Braves. Deciding fifth game. Top of the first in Atlanta. St. Louis, 10. Atlanta, nothing. 10-0. Wow. Wow. I have never, ever. Yadier Molina up for the second time in the inning. I think he got on the error. 10-0.